The OJs singing Give the People What They Want played in the background at Milwaukee's Serb Hall, fitting perhaps for an audience that wants an alternative to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Standing near the back of the room, Greg Walensky says he voted for Republican Mitt Romney 4 years ago, but he's not a Trump supporter.
I don't believe he's fit to lead our country. He may not be bought out by special interests already like Hillary is, but I don't think he has a real viewpoint on things.
Walensky says he's backing Libertarian Gary Johnson in part because the former Republican governor of New Mexico promises to decriminalize marijuana and allow stores to sell it.
I think that'd be great for our tax base and less people in prison, less police, and be centered on that. Be able to focus on more actual things to take care of than drug issues.
Two friends, Matthew Joseph and Jamie Collins, seem less interested in Johnson's liberal social views and more in his conservative fiscal policies. Joseph says he likes Johnson's record in New Mexico.
Just the way he was able to drop the spending. I mean, most of this is Google, right? But reading his page, just his policy on vetoing things unless they were like strictly necessary, leading to large savings. I feel like we could use more of that.
Collins, who's a 23-year-old college student, says financial decisions now will affect her future.
Whatever happens in this election, my generation is going to be the one who has to deal with it. So I'm looking for small government. I like the fact that he doesn't want government involved in things that it doesn't really need to be.
The crowd's enthusiasm for Johnson erupted when he was brought to the stage.
It's my pleasure to introduce to you the man that the New Yorker magazine called the Libertarian's secret weapon, Governor Gary Johnson.
Johnson seemed to give his supporters what they wanted to hear, promising to get rid of the income and corporate tax while reducing military intervention overseas, decriminalizing marijuana, and supporting immigration. He calls his political philosophy a six-lane highway.
And the big six-lane highway down the middle is reflective of what most people in this country believe. Fiscally conservative, small government, socially inclusive.
Voter polls say so far most people are not on Johnson's road. He's doing better than libertarians traditionally have in national contests, but the Marquette survey has Johnson at 11% in Wisconsin, and he's a bit lower than that in national data. Johnson told reporters he thinks he can get to the 15% national polling number that would allow him to be in the presidential candidate debates, and he says that's vital.
Without being on the debate stage, there's no way that you can win the presidency. It's estimated that the viewership for the first presidential debate is going to exceed that of the Super Bowl. You know, you can't win the Super Bowl if you're not in it.
For longtime libertarian Robert Gordon, who drove down from Green Bay to Milwaukee to listen to Johnson, seeing him in at least the debates would be a plus.
I hope so. He deserves to be heard, if nothing else.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.